Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, April 7th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Nigeria's Plateau State, where a religious feud has brought war to some of the most peaceful areas. Open Doors' Dr. Carl Moeller.
A group of approximately 10,000 Muslim extremists have taken it upon themselves to eradicate the Christians from that region of Nigeria. And according to some of our friends there, we've seen up to 50,000 displaced persons, Christians mostly, from that area as a result of the Muslim extremists.
Meanwhile, the SIM team in Nigeria is recovering after a robbery and abduction just 1 week ago. Armed robbers entered the compound at Kent Academy in Miango near Jos. When they left, they took the safe and abducted one of the SIM missionaries. He was returned without injury after some hours. Please pray for this SIM family and their children. Pray for wisdom for the SIM leaders and for calm and peace to return. And Palm Sunday brought the opportunity for outreach in Mississippi. Riding on the popularity of the movie The Passion of the Christ, Jarvis Ward of Mission America distributed the International Bible Society's Gospel of Luke in the Sunday newspaper. Ward says there's also an invitation to a local church service on Easter Sunday.
The response, we hope, would be measured by attendance at church in terms of visiting a local church over the coming weeks or even months for that matter. So then the actual follow-up is done by individual Christians who make up the membership of local congregations.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.